T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The ballots have been counted in Nevada. We have the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Wichita police have made an arrest in connection with the death of a 21-year-old Wichita man.
Wichita police offer reward in the beating death of a homeless man. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A flood watch continues in effect across south central Kansas until at least 3 o'clock this afternoon. We may have an additional 1 inch of precipitation in some areas. Our full forecast is on the way.
The results from the Nevada caucus are in.
The results are clear. Senator Bernie Sanders in a significant lead over his rivals. The only question left is how do the others stack up behind him? Sanders, it's a third straight win for him, affirming his position as a clear front runner, really putting a spotlight on how much Democratic voters want a progressive candidate. Former Vice President Joe Biden came in a distant second, but won enough support to claim his first victory of this primary season. He placed fourth in Iowa, fifth in New Hampshire, not even meeting the threshold for delegates there. But his campaign's long insisted the first two voting states don't represent the rest of the country. Slightly behind Biden in third is former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a slip for him since Iowa when he essentially tied with Sanders.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting the South Carolina primary is this coming Saturday.
Wichita police have arrested a man in connection with the death of Israel Norwood.
In a news release, Officer Paul Cruz said 18-year-old Idris Norwood of Wichita was arrested for second-degree murder and felony possession of opiates. Just before 7 p.m. on Sunday, February 16th, WPD officers were working an unrelated call at Via Christi St. Francis Hospital when they had contact with Idris' brother, 21-year-old Israel Norwood, who was the front seat passenger of a gray 2007 Chevy Impala and had a gunshot wound to his body. Israel Norwood later succumbed to his injuries. Idris Norwood and a 17-year-old brother were also in the vehicle. Idris fled from the hospital on foot but was later located by officers and apprehended. According to police, both brothers and the family were not cooperating in the investigation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita police now offering a reward for information in the case of a homeless man who was beaten to death.
The body of 59-year-old Bernard Woodard was found under a Wichita bridge on February 10th, and police still have no suspects in the killing. KSN reports that the Wichita Police Department is now offering an $800 reward to help find the person or people who killed Woodard. The department's homeless outreach team has also put up flyers in the community to try to get some leads in the case. If you have any information, you can contact the homeless outreach team at 316-854-3013. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas State Representative Blake Carpenter says the state Senate has put forth many amendments to the Medicaid expansion bill.
In the Health Committee this last week, there were a number of amendments that were put onto the Medicaid expansion bill or Obamacare bill. And basically, the Obamacare does not go into place or does not become law unless the value of them both amendment becomes law, so that we don't have taxpayer-funded abortion.
That audio last night from the John Whitmer Show, Sunday nights at 7 o'clock here on KNSS.
Reports have come out that Russia is attempting to help the presidential campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders as well as President Trump's reelection campaign.
The president is pushing the narrative that the system is, quote, rigged against Bernie Sanders, perhaps a way to solidify Sanders as the Democratic nominee. Last week, word came out that Russia was trying to help Bernie Sanders' campaign. Sanders received a briefing telling him all this, but condemned any help from Russia. The president, also accused of having received help from Russia in the past, said that he received no such briefing, but he didn't seem too concerned about the Russian interference. Adam Schiff responded, "Nice deflection, Mr. President, but your false claims fool no one. You welcomed Russian help in 2016, tried to coerce Ukraine's help in 2019, and won't protect our elections in 2020. Now you fired your intel chief for briefing Congress about it. You've betrayed America again."
Fox's David Spunt reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll take a look at Shocker basketball. Another close game between the Shocks and Cincinnati. It's coming up in sports.
A Kansas man has admitted that he threatened to kill a 13-year-old girl's family if she didn't send him nude photos of herself. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. A 23-year-old Kansas man has admitted that he threatened to kill a 13-year-old girl's family if she didn't send him nude photos of herself.
Logan Clements of Shawnee pleaded guilty on Friday to three crimes, including blackmail. Two other charges, including rape, were dismissed. Clements was charged in January of 2019 after the Overland Park girl's parents found photos their daughter had sent. Court documents say the girl told Clements when they met online that she was 18, but he admitted believing later that she was 14 or 16.
Kansas Information Network's Phil Morris reporting.
The temporary truce between U.S. forces in Afghanistan and the Taliban appears to be holding.
It has not been an absolute ceasefire. The day the reduction in violence went into effect, Afghan security forces and Taliban clashed, but all sides seem to accept that the skirmishes are something less than a violation of the reduction in violence. But on Friday, at midnight Afghan time, orders went out to the field commanders that they were to halt all roadside and suicide bombs as well as rocket attacks for a 7-day period. If the Taliban can keep the bombs quiet for a week, a truce with the U.S. and the Taliban is expected to be signed on February 29th in Doha, Qatar. That paves the way to intra-Afghan negotiations and possibly a peace deal.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin reporting from the Middle East Bureau.
Near Los Angeles, it's like a scene out of a movie as a man drove his Jeep off the sixth floor of a parking garage.
The driver might actually live to tell about it, though he's now listed in critical condition. Police say they arrived to find the destroyed vehicle up against a McDonald's restaurant across the street from the garage in Santa Monica. The 20-year-old driver was conscious and speaking with first responders. Firefighters freed him from the wreckage and rushed him to a trauma center. Police say two passengers were able to jump out of the Jeep before it went off the roof. No word yet if drugs or alcohol were factors. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10 here on a Monday morning.
And here on the Monday morning commute, we've been taking a look at the wet roadways in the Wichita area, and we still have a traffic situation that's causing a big slowdown just to the west of the downtown area. This is in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg, a traffic wreck at Seneca, and only one of the three lanes is open. So that means traffic is backed up all the way to West Street.
Cool.
So, once again, that's the beware. You might want to stay off eastbound Kellogg from Seneca on back to the west. Very slow-moving traffic at the moment. That's and we also have fire crews checking on the report of a gas odor inside a building at the Eagle Trace Apartments just east of 29 South in Seneca. Traffic update from KNSS News. I'm Ted Woodward.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
We're doing well. Hey, a little rain going on out there. Looks like it's going to go for a while, huh?
Yeah, you know, well, it is tapering kind of right now, tapering and gradually kind of moving out. So I don't think it'll rain all day. We will have another potential slight chance a little bit later on today. But for now, yeah, looking and feeling a lot like Monday out there. You know, even areas that have dried out, some of our neighboring communities, it's still pretty gloomy out there. A lot of the clouds, they're going to be stubborn and hold on strong even after we dry out. But we're at 1.33 inches last I checked. So we're over an inch of rain. Might get just a little bit more before things wrap up here as we kind of go through the next hour or so. But just make sure that we're continuing to maybe give ourselves a couple of extra minutes out there, taking it slow just because the roads are wet. And depending on you know, how much tread you have on your tires. You may not want to be directly behind the person in front of you, just in case you need to put those brakes on a little bit sooner than expected. So just continue to take it slow, take it easy out there with that rain and with those wet roads. And they will keep temperatures a little bit on the cooler side today, only getting up to 51 degrees. And we will have some strong northerly winds, too. That will make it feel a little bit cooler out there. Partly cloudy skies tonight. The clouds breaking up a little bit after dark, but we will have a continued slight chance of a rain snow shower, and that's going to lead into a better chance tomorrow. We'll drop down to freezing tonight, 32, only getting up to 43 tomorrow, so it is going to feel colder with a 60% chance of rain, snow showers. This could also lead to some light accumulations. Now, this next wave of some moisture by tomorrow, this is going to be late in the morning, during the afternoon, and during the evening, too, where we could have some rain, possibly mixed with snow at times, leading to around a trace to an inch of accumulation possible of snow. So we're going to go from springtime rain showers this morning to the potential for a few snow showers and winter temperatures for tomorrow. Once we get into Tuesday night, starting to clear out, dry out, sunny skies return by Wednesday, but Wednesday's also going to be cold, high of only 41, rebounding nicely, believe it or not, we've got 60s possible over the weekend. So once again, another week of some flip-flop seasons and temperatures galore. Right now, we're at 46 degrees with still some light rain showers. Visibility's down to 7 miles, wind chill of 39 degrees, and of course, those skies socked in, cloudy. Winds out of the north at 17 miles an hour.
All right. Thank you, Brownell.
You're welcome.
The KSM Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. It's now 7:13 here on this Monday morning, February 24th, 2020, with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And, Ted, I didn't know what you did on your weekend. I'd like to say, first of all, I'd like a couple of birthdays we'd like to recognize. Freddie Simon's having a birthday today. Freddie's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger, good friend of ours. Of course, he listens to Steve and Ted. I know he does. He's a young 95 today.
About that.
Yeah, he has been a great story of a success story, but just a really decent guy and a decent businessman who's done a great job with his the people that he has there at Freddy's. They're expanding across the
company.
Country.
That started right here in Wichita,
yeah,
and just continues to grow all over the nation.
Rather great local success story. Hey, Freddie, you got a lot to be proud of over there, and congratulations and happy birthday to you. And we have a guy named Weston Schartz who's having a birthday today. If you're not familiar with Weston, he's been the football coach at West, I don't know how many years, Ted? 12, 13, 19?
He's in his second stint.
Yeah, he is. He went to Northwest for a while.
And he is currently the athletic director at West High School.
Well, that he's going to move on to Capon, though, right?
And next season, he's going to become the new football coach at Capon Mount Carmel.
All right. Weston's a good man. He's always been very good to me as an alumni of West High. He treats all of us who ever went to school there, he treats us like we're the dignity at West. Of course, now he's going to be doing the same for you at Capon. He's going to be telling you what a great guy you are, Ted.
He's a good person to have around.
He's a good guy, good coach. And happy birthday to Weston Schartz today. I had a couple of – Saturday we had two birthday parties my wife and I had to go to. A couple of long-time acquaintances. Yeah. Joanne Hauser had a birthday. She's retired or going to retire from Spirit. She's been there for many, many years. Joanne and Mark go back with Shelley and me for, 30 years. I first met her husband, Mark, when we played slow-pitch softball together. He was a teammate, and Mark and I played on the same team for many, many years, like 12 or 13 years. And so through that, you get to meet and know the wives. And Joanne, she's a corker. She's a lot of fun, and she had a birthday party. And Shelley and I went to that Saturday night. And then from there, we went to another party. A lifelong friend had a birthday party in Old Town. Ed Hill had a birthday. And his kids and his friend Ginger put together a surprise birthday party, and we were all there at this venue. We all got there early. I don't know, it was 75, 80, maybe 150 people. I don't know. A lot of people were in there, and this limousine pulls up, and they've got him in this limousine because he knows something else.
Well, obviously, but hard to surprise someone when you gotta.
But he didn't know exactly what's
right.
up, and he had put a mask on him, so he didn't know.
Okay, all right.
Got him in the building, and then everybody cheers and everything. Well, I asked him. I said, "Do you have any idea that that something like this was gonna happen?" He said, "No." I said, "He thought they had strippers."
Right away, he's disappointed.
A big disappointment, but no. A great evening. Saw a ton of people that I know and Shelley and I have known over the years. And Ed's just he's a terrific guy. He's an accountant here in town, and he and I can't tell you how many hours we played baseball and football together when we were kids, knocking around the West Side. And he's a terrific guy, and he's had his birthday yesterday. His brother Bob was there. Bob is you would know Bob if you saw him, because at the Shocker basketball games, whenever on TV, right down by that one basket, there's a white-haired guy about 4 or 5 rows up, and that's Bob, his
okay.
brother. I said, Bob, I see you on TV all the time. He said, yeah, I've had tickets out there for a long time. But Ed and Bob, a couple of guys grew up out on the West Side. Their parents, you know, when you're growing up and your friends have parents and, they're some of them are nice, some are not. But his mom and dad were just, they were like.
Just the best.
The best. I mean, Jim and I and Ez were the most terrific people ever. And I just, I love both of them. And Ez just a great guy. And, hey, happy birthday to him over the weekend.
Oh, so, sounds like you had a.
Had the birthdays going
massive
on.
Day on Saturday.
Yep, it was a busy one. All right, Ted, coming up on 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and check in on sports. Ted's got some news about, of course, about Shocker basketball in Cincinnati yesterday.
That's right, Shockers in Cincinnati. Another close game between these two. Last time they played in Wichita a few weeks ago, it was a 1-point loss for the Shockers to Cincinnati. And we were kind of setting up for that same scenario yesterday. A one-possession game, back and forth, close down to the end. Shockers trying to get a big stop in the late going. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Shockers now really need a stop. Down 1:37 to go. Vote back to Adams Woods. Cutting the basket. Missed the shot. Rebound. Grabbed back by Woods. It bounces in.
Oh, boy. That ball just crawled over the rim.
3-point lead now for Cincinnati. 1:13 to go.
And the Shockers were not able to get the upper hand, couldn't get that stop. Cincinnati wins at 67-64. As the Shockers missed 19 three-pointers on the game, only 27% from three-point range. As Cincinnati gets the three-point win, here's Wichita State's Jamarius Burton.
So I feel like today was a step in the right direction despite the loss. We all know we play as a team. We can be in there with tough teams, and we showed that today. We just got to take what we learned today and apply it.
Shockers' tough shooting day again, only 33% shooting from the floor. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
Tonight the shots weren't falling. You know, what do we shoot from three? 27%? Just one more three and you win a game. We said that two or three times. One more shot.
Yeah, the Shocks dropped to 20-7 on the season. Two of those seven losses, close ones against Cincinnati. Shockers having trouble with this matchup. They've lost their last six games against Cincinnati. Four of those six have come down to the last shot. But Shockers are having trouble getting on top in this one. Cincinnati is now tied for first in the conference. Shockers are tied for fourth place in the conference standings. The Shocker women were also on the road yesterday. The Shocker ladies at Tulsa. And boy, the Wichita State women have really kicked it up a notch on the road this season. Steve Strain had the call yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
Now up top, it's DJ McCarty. Guarded by Johnson. Beats her, driving, running, layup, good! DJ with the quickness that elevates up over the defense, lays it in, and the Shockers have their second 7-point lead of the day, 65-58.
And the Shocker ladies hold on to that lead and beat Tulsa 70-61 on the road yesterday. Shocker ladies pick up their 15th win of the season. Seraphine Baston had a huge game, a career-high 15 rebounds for the Shocker point guard. Wow. She also had 12 points. Shocker ladies now tied for sixth place in the American. And it's Monday night. That means talking Shocker hoops with the coaches. First up, WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall at 6 o'clock. Women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock. You can listen to both of those on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College men's hoops tonight for Kansas in Lawrence. Third-ranked Kansas hosting Oklahoma State. As this is an ESPN Big Monday home game for KU, and that pretty much guarantees a win for the Jayhawks. They have won 35 straight home games on ESPN Big Monday.
Wow.
A streak that now goes back for 18 years. KU beat the Pokes by 15 a month ago in Stillwater. Tonight is the rematch in Lawrence. KU currently ranked third. Of course, they did beat number one Baylor over the weekend. So
yep, they did.
Pretty good shot that KU might be ranked number one by the time this game tips off tonight. It'll either be one or two. See how the voting goes and the polls come out today. That one will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. Kansas and Oklahoma State. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH. indoor soccer last night up at Hartman Arena in Park City, the regular season home finale for the Wichita Wings, and it was a blowout win. Wings beat the Falls Town Flyers 17-4. Newcomer on the roster, Lucas Souza from Brazil, with 5 goals for the Wings last night. Wichita Wings in second place in the M2 standings. Several road games coming up before the playoffs. And happy birthday to my nephew, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Guy that played a lot of basketball in his day for Cape and Mount Carmel.
Yes, he did.
And now he's attending Wichita State University. Happy birthday to my nephew, Mitchell, who is 20 years old today. Good kid.
Yep.
It's been good to have him around for 20 years. Happy birthday, Mitchell. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
Happy birthday, Mitchell. All right, Ted. 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. California Democrats need to make some apologies, he says. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.